here, a hezek riyah into a chatzar also is called a hezek. That the one that owns the roof has to build up a wall, the double down is tall, he should not be able to look down into the chatzar. So here you see hezek riyah into a chatzar is also shemay hezek. The Gemara says no. I'll tell you, Shani Yosin, there it's different. The yom alei bal hachotzer lebal hagag, the bal hachotzer, the one downstairs, has a right to say to, has a right to say to the bal hagag, the one living upstairs, ledidi kavili tashmishi. Listen, me and my chotzer, I use it a lot. I use it a lot, my chotzer. Ledidoch, you upstairs, when you come outside on your roof, lekavili chotashmishcha. You don't have to use it that much. You yourself don't know exactly how often you're going to be on top of your roof. I do not know when you're going to come out on top of your roof that I should hide from you. In other words, here it's a svarim, the Baal HaChotzer downstairs uses his chotzer tomin. He's always there. And he would like to do Dvarim Shebetzina. He would like to take a sunbath there. He would like to do Dvarim Shebetzina. And it's normal to use your chotzer a lot. Mashenke is the one on top of the gag. How often do you go on top of your roof? Once a day. At least 10 minutes, 5 minutes, you go out there. So true. If you would also use it just as much as the bottom one uses his, so then, why are you better than him? That would be mamish like two chatserim, zay so zay, maybe leishim a hezek. But here the svar is that since you on top only come out once in a while, and our downstairs doesn't know when you're going to come out. So the guy downstairs can't use his chatzah the whole day because you may come out for 5 minutes. So that's not a svar to say he should lose out downstairs the whole day because you may be mazik him upstairs for 5 minutes. There it's a svar, you upstairs have to build your mechitza dalet amis that you should not be able to look downstairs. But maybe in the case of our Mishnah, by shutfim, by regular chatzah, maybe even though they make a chalukah, maybe there's no chiyuv to build up a wall. So we don't have the proof if hezek riyah shmei hezek or not, but so far we wanted to say that lo shmei hezek. Now the Gemara says, Lishnachrina, another way to learn Shana Mishnah is like this. Lishnachrina, Amri lo, the Rabbanim, when they learned our Mishnah, they said, Savruha, my mechitza. Again, when our Mishnah says, Hashutfim sherotzu lasos mechitza. When the Shutfim want to make a mechitza. What does the word mechitza mean in the Mishnah? So up until now we were learning it means a guda, it means a wall. Now we want to say no. My mechitza pluta. That means when the Shutfim decided to divide, to make a separation. That's all. The pasuk says in Bamidbar, Vatihi mechitzas ha'eda. Half of the Yeda, mashma mechitzas, can mean half of the vision. Here also, Hashutfim Shirosu Lasas Mechitza just means they decided to divide up this chatzar. Up until now they owned it Peshutfis, they both used it. Now they want to divide up half and half. Now, Vechiv on the Rotsu, once they both decided to make a chaluka, Boinin es HaKaisel Bar Korchon. The Mishnah means now there's a Chiv Midrabonin, Mishum Hezek Riyah, that both of you have to chip in equally to build up a Mechitza that one should not be able to look on into the other one. So Alma, according to this pshat, what do we see from our Mishnah? And this is the way Psak Halacha, that Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. There's such a svara that if you have your private property now, and some, even though it's only a chotzer outside, and even though up until now you shared it with the shutuf, but now that you divide up, and now it's privately yours, you would like to do Dvarim Shebetzina there, and if the other person could look in, he'll stop you from doing Dvarim Shebetzina. That's called a mazik. And therefore, both yous have to stop this hezek, both have to chip in equally to build a mechitza b'nehem. Now the Gemara says, Eima, like who told you to say mechitza means a plukta? Eima, why don't you say better like the first part we learned? Eima, my mechitza guda. Maybe Ashutzim Shirotz Alasas mechitza means they wanted to build a wall. And that the pshat to them will be, if they didn't want to build a wall, they don't have to. Because then it would have been hezek re'alashim my hezek. So maybe that's Shana Mishnah. And it's not like we learned. Mechitza sakerem shnifritza. If you have a mechitza between a vineyard and wheat, that it shouldn't be klayim, and then the mechitza breaks down, is amaloi gedor. We tell the balakerem you have to build up this wall again. Nifritza, if it breaks down again, amaloi gedor. We tell the balakerem again you have to build it up. Nisiyayin shemenu. Let's say the balakerem gives up already, he's not going to build up this wall anymore. For loy godra, he decides not to and he doesn't plan to. Hareza kiddush. If it grows now 1/200 of it, that grows now the klayim, it grows the issa, the yayin, and the tfuah, and the grapes grow together.
Kereza Kiddush, it comes in Issachar, Keremiah, V'chayim Bachrusa, and the Baal HaKerem, he's called the Matzah, he has to pay for it. But HaKoponim, maybe the word Mechitza means a Mechitza, means a Guda, a wall. And then the chat will be, V'tayim HaDerotu, why do the Shutfim have to build the wall? Only because they both agreed to build the wall. Holei Rotu, if they were not maskim to build the wall, ein mechayav enoisoi. We would not be mechayiv them to build the wall. Is so, Alma, we should see from this chat, hezek re'olav shemay hezek. Just the fact that somebody could look into what you're doing is not enough of a mazik to be mechayiv you to build up a wall. So how do you know to say that pshat is mechitza means klukto, maybe mechitza means good and it'll be a different halacha. So Mora says that this pshat is like this. He hochi, if when the Mishnah said the word mechitza, it really meant a good, a wall, then why does the Mishnah say, Boinen es hakoisel, boinen oisemi boilei? The Mishnah just should have said, you should build it. Like if the Mishnah means, Hashut from Shurot Lassus Mechitza. Mechitza means they wanted to build up a wall, so just should have said, Boinen oisei, go and build it. Why does the Mishnah say, Boinen es hakoisel? So smash them up until now, Hashut from Shurot Lassus Mechitza means they wanted to make a plukta. Once they wanted to make a plukta to divide up, now there's a tzkonim with the Rabbanan, that Boinen es hakoisel. They have to build up the wall because Hezek Riyah Shemay Hezek. Tamar says, good, but Ella my plukta, what do you say that the pshat from the word mechitz in the Mishnah means a plukta? They wanted to divide up. The yachiv so, shirot salatas mechitza. Why does the Mishnah say, hashutfim shirot salatas mechitza? They wanted to make a mechitza. Shirot salatas mechitza. The Mishnah just should have said, hashutfim, they wanted to divide up. Should have said, hashutfim shirot salatas. Not the word lachtos mechitza. You don't go and make a separation. You wanted to separate. The Gemara says that's not so shrewd. I'll tell you, k'di amri inchi. The Tana, the Mishnah says over the way people talk. That's the way people speak. The way people speak is tor never tlukta. Let's go and make a separation. That's the way people talk. Therefore, the Mishnah, when it says hashutzvim shirotzu lachtos mechitza, it could mean they wanted to make a plukta. They wanted to make a separation. Once they decided to divide up, now there's a tekon in midrabbanin that you mechuyev to build the wall together because hezek riyah shemay hezek. Now the Gemara is vi hezek riyah shemay hezek. If you tell me that's halacha that hezek riyah is shemay hezek, if so, ma'iru rotzu, why only because they both wanted to divide up? Afidu lo rotzu nami, even if they both did not want to divide up, still they would have to because that's halacha in shutfim that whenever one person wanted to divide up, he has the right to be mechayev the other one to divide up. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbasim Rav Yechanon, Mishnosenu kishen bo din chaluka. Our Mishnah is talking about that this chotzer is not 8 amos by 8 amos. And we learned before, if one shutev wants to divide up, and if they would make a chaluka, his half would be 4 amos by 4 amos, that's a choshava shir of a chotzer, then even one shutev has the right to force the other one to make a chaluka. But here we're talking about there's less than 8 by 8 in this chotzer. Therefore, if they would divide up, each one would get less than dalad amis. That's not chashiv, you can't use it. So therefore, the other shutev has a right to say, I do not want to make the chalukah. I want to use a chotzer that has dalad amis. Therefore, the only reason why the Mishnah there's a din chalukah is only because hashutfim shirotzu, only because both of them agreed to make the chalukah. But if they both did not, then one has a right to stop. Therefore, v'udirotzu, only because they wanted to make a chalukah. But if they both were not masking, if one would stop, he'll hold back, he has a right to hold back. So Mor says, if so, my k'mashmalon, what is our Mishnah letting us hear then? That the chiles bay din chalukah, when the chotzer has less than 8 amos by 8 amos, there's less of a din chalukah to give each one dalad. That kirotzu pligi, so what do you want to tell me then the chiddush of our Mishnah is? That even though there's not a shia chalukah k'zeh lezeh k'zeh lezeh, still when they both are maskim to make a chalukah and they both agree, then they make a chalukah. For the Gemara Tanina, we learned this already. Amosai, when do we say there's only a chalukah if there is a shir, bizman, shein, shneim, reitzim? Only if one doesn't want. If one wants and one doesn't want, he could only force the other one if each one will get dalad by dalad. Ah, well, this man Shishneim writes him, but in a case when both Shutfim agree to make a chalukah to divide, then the halacha is afilu pachas mikan cholkin, even if there's less than dalal adal of each one, even though there's less than 8 by 8 in this chotzer, still you have a right to make a chalukah. So what do we need our Mishnah for? We have a Mishnah, we have this halacha. So Gemara says, 9.
Our Mishnah says this Chiddush. If so, why do we need that Mishnah later? That's a Gemara later, and that Yud Aleph will see a Mishnah later. So Gemara says, you know what we need that halacha later for? If from that halacha, may hosam from over there have a mina, afilu pachas mikan b'mesifas bi'alma. From over there, I would have thought to say when they both agreed to make a halukah, when it's less than dollar a dollar for each one. True, they could do it, but maybe then they only have to make a small kaisel. Mesifus means tam, a kaisel shakanim, a small division just to know where the boundaries are. Kamash malon hocha kaisel. The Chiddush of our Mishnah is no, that Hezek reishmei Hezek, that once the two shutfim decide to make a chalukah, now there's halacha, you have to build up a wall. A wall has to be built there, like we'll soon see, the shiurim our Mishnah give. For the Gemara itself, listen, hovla, listen, hach, then let's only have our Mishnah here, and we don't need the Mishnah later on Daf Yud Aleph. Someone says, no, I tell you, hach, seif israch lei. The seif of the Mishnah later we need. The seif over there says, the kis vei ha-kodesh, when you're coming to write, by kis vei ha-kodesh means after you have neviim, ksuvim, afa pisha shneim roitzim lo yach leiku. Let's say two people own neviim together. They own ksuvim together, and now they want to make a chalukah. So I would have thought that maybe you could rip it in half and give him half of it, the other one half. Kamashmala, no. By Sifri HaKodesh, there you can't divide it up. There is no din chalukah. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah later. Rashi says, Kistva HaKodesh means Sefer Torah, Shul Vekerah Vekrach Echad, Vechei Neviyo Maksuvim, Maksuvim Begilyon Kasefer Torah. So if you want to divide it up now, you have no right to Yachleku. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah later. I call upon him that this is the maskana, this is the pshat from our Mishnah, that our shuk from Shirot to last place, mechitza, mechitza means plukta, to divide up, and once they want to make a chalukah, there's a din midrabbana, they have to build up a wall, because hezek reishmei hezek. Now, we'll go to the parentheses here, but still we'll go to it. Lishnach rina, v'chirot so mehevi, why do I care if these two shuk from agreed to divide up? Lehedebei, let one later change his mind. And the Chur, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. They once they decided to make the Chalukah, now when it comes to build up the wall, one Shutev has a right to force the other one to give money, give space to build up the wall. Mashmah, the other one doesn't want to build anymore. Chur HaKashriz, if he doesn't want to, let him be Chayzer, for Leheder. Let him retract his decision to make a Chalukah. We're talking about that they made kinyonim over here. He made a kinyon chalipin, that they made a kinyon that he's going to make a chalukah. The Gemara says, Ad ashmina b'shein b'din chalukah. So what are you telling me if Shana Mishnah is, where the chotzer is less than ches by ches, that there's not dalar amas for each one of them, and therefore v'udirotzu, only because they both agreed to make the chalukah, Freddy Gemara l'shamina b'yesh b'din chalukah. Why don't we hear, let me hear another Kiddush. What is the Mishnah talking about, even though this chotzer is more than ches by ches, that there is a kadei chalukah, and v'yafagav d'lei rotzu, that even though both do not want to make a chalukah, even if only one shutif wants to divide, if there's enough shear in this chotzer to give each one dalad by dalad, the halacha is you have a right to divide. Why don't you tell that chiddush? Why does the Mishnah tell us this chiddush? What is the Mishnah only talking about? Where ain't b'din chalukah, say a chiddush even by yesh b'din chalukah. So Mar says, yashmini b'yesh b'din chalukah, if the Mishnah would only be talking about in the case where this chotzer has a kadei chalukah, where it is now more than ches by ches, so that you divide it, each one would get dalad a dalad. Then even though both do not agree, even if just one wants to make a chalukah, that's the halacha. I would have thought have a mina shein but then I would have thought to say that what's going to be in the case of shein b'din chalukah, less than a chotzer is less than ches by ches, each one will get less than dalad dalid. Afilu rotin amiloi, even when they both agree to make a chalukah, maybe that means nothing. Kamash malan, that's why the Mishnah wants to teach us like the bigger chiddush, that even in a case when a chotzer does not have kedei chalukah, there's less than 8 by 8 here, each one will get less than dollar a dollar. Still, when they both agree to make a chalukah, there's a din chalukah, and then there's a tkonim of the rabban, and you have to build up a kaitel. Can you say like this? Only when both do not want. But when both agree, yachleiku. Then you do make a yachleiku. The Gemara says, "My lava kaisel doesn't it go on a kaisel." So doesn't mean to say what's on the kaisel that you only have to build up a wall. It says, "Emes say b'zman change name writes him." I was man name writes him. Then it says yachloiku. So doesn't that mean clearly with the kaisel? The Gemara says, "Lai am a sifas bi'alma." And if not, sifah would only know that when they do divide up, they have to only build a sifas. In other words, we still need our Mishnah. From that sefer, I would only think that if they both want to divide up, it's enough just to make a small wall between them. Just shokanim, that doesn't stop you from looking in. It will just show us where the boundaries are. For the Gemara is so, listen high, but listen high. If so, then just say our first Mishnah. What do we need a sefer for? And our first Mishnah says a big Kiddush. Here it says you have to build a kaitel. So what do we need a sefer for? So Marcel, I'll tell you again. Hi, say fisrach lei or the kist lei hakodesh. Alpha Pesach's name. Write him leyachleiku. The chiddush of the sefer is not when they both agree to make a chalukah, because that we know from our reisha, the first mishnah. Such a chiddush you have to build up a kaitzel. But the chiddush of the next mishnah is the sefer that by kist lei hakodesh, even if the two shittim agree to divide up, still we do not let you cut the sefer in him. Now the Gemara says, b'maya kimta. What do you want to say for shana mishnah is? We're talking about now it's less than ches aches. For the Gemara, b'shem b'din chalukah. Now it's chasming over. This is a parenthesis. Rav Shindigar said, now it goes over again. B'shem b'din chalukah. If the Mishnah is talking about where it doesn't have a din chalukah, is so kirotim heavy. What do I care if both shutzim agreed to divide up? Nehedrabu. But later, when it comes to build the wall, if one doesn't want to build, let him retract. Let him be hodar from his askama to make a chalukah. We're talking about they made a kinyan now. They made a kinyan khalifa, let's say. But since he made a kinyan, therefore he's mechuyif to stick to the deal, he has to make a chalukah. For the Gemara, why? Even if he made a kinyan, so what? Kinyan dvarim b'yalmu. Like, what kind of kinyan? You're not buying anything new. It's a hakama that you made to make a chalukah. So it's a deeper, it's a machshava you have. What kind of kinyan? A kinyan only helps if you want to buy something, you want to make a new chalif. But here you didn't do anything. It's only Yaskama Bled that you want to make a chalukah, even if you made a kinyan, so what? You can still be able to retract. Tzumar says, B'shekhan and the Yodam Ruchas. Not the time you made a kinyan chalipin, but your mamish went down the side of the field, like you made a kinyan in the field. As if to say, this chalik belongs to you, this chalik belongs to you, that's mamish a kinyan in the stodah, therefore the chalukah is chal, therefore you can't do chaser anymore. Rashi says, Baruchas means, Zeb Barola Chilik Mizrachi, he took the east side of the Chotzer, the Zeb Barola Chilik Maravi, the Konim Miyodim, the Meg Kinyonim, or Miyata Nikna Chilik Mizrachi is there. Therefore, Schal right now a Kinyon in the Karka. It's like you own the east side of this Chotzer, I own the west side of the Chotzer, therefore you can't be Chazer anymore. Ravashi Yomar, Kigoin Shaholach Zeb Baterch Shaloi, the Hechzik, the Zeb Baterch Shalav Hechzik. It's not only that they were Konim Baruchais, but the mamish went into the chelik, and each one made a chazaka in the chelik itself. Rashi says, v'hechzik, the chelka rough like by prut, he started to dig there, started to plow there. The karka nikna v'chazaka, akwe sherotso v'shas chaluka. Since they had a rotso, now they made a kinyan chazaka, that's why he can't be chayzer anymore. Now the Mishnah says, so good, so kids have some askana here, that whenever shutkim decide to make a chalukah, there's a svara hezek, riyah shumay hezek, each one has a chiyah to stop his looking into the other one's side, not enough just to say, I won't look, because we know you can't hold yourself back. And the other one will always be afraid, maybe you will be looking at me. Therefore there's askana with Rabbanan, that together they both have to build up this wall. Now what type of a kaitzel do they have to build? So the Mishnah says, it depends upon the minig hamakom. You have to build it according to the minig hamakom. So mokim shenogu livna is gevil. When the minig was to use this type of a stone, a gevil, you have to use it. Tamara says, what's a gevil? Avneid loy mashpia. That means stones that are not smoothing out yet. They still have a chips on it. That's called gevil. Godis, what's the second type of a stone? The godis, hatoy avneid de mashpia. That's stones that were smoothing out already. That's called avneid de godis. The Pasuk says, Koleila Avonim Yikorois, Kemida is Godis. They're very expensive stones, like a Godis. So kids, the Godis means the stones were smoothing out. Kfisin, what does Kfisin mean? Arche. That means half of a brick. That's what Kfisim are. Areach Rashi says, Chati Levena, half of a brick. Levenim, that's Livni, that's a brick. Now, oh, Malay Rab, Bray the Robler of Ravashi, Mimai Digvil. Avnei d'loy mashpiyah, who told you, gevil, the biggest shear in the Mishnah, the one that takes up six tvachim, is avonim, stones, that were not smoothened out yet, v'ho tefach yisera, so then this takes up six tvachim, mashenkin, godis only takes up five tvachim, so why is there an extra tefach to the gevil? You want to tell me, l'murcha the karnasa, that since it's not smoothing out, you're like points sticking out, there are corners sticking out, so since the corners stick out, they don't get close together, therefore there's an extra tefach. Therefore, when you make a wall with these type of stones, it's six tefachim wide. So how do you know that? Dilma may be palga to gozis who?
Maybe no, maybe it's half of a gozis. Maybe a gvil is much smaller, maybe. Here, maybe it's art. Mkashas, maybe Duma, Pau, with the Gozum, maybe Gvil really is much smaller. If so, Vahai Tefach Yisera, you know why there's an extra Tefach here to the Gvil? I tell you, Levene Urvi, maybe for like the cement you have to put in between. That's why there's an extra Tefach over here. But not because the actual stone itself is not smoothing and it's sticking out. Rashi says, Levene Urvi means Dein Dimus, means from one row to another row. Shemikan, Abenim, Shemikan. But now you're saying Tit Biemsa. Like you make a row here and a row here, like two rows, one next to another, and then you put cement in between. So because of the Tit in between, that's maybe why there's an extra Tefach. Sigmar says, he asked me a question, Sigmar's question. Kedi Amrinon, Sigmar says, like we said, Kanamrina and Kafisin Archi. Like you said before, that Kafisin is half of a brick, and Levainim Livni, and the Levainim is a whole brick. Vaitefli Yisera Levaini Urvi. You know why half of bricks have a bigger shear than a whole brick? Because there's half of bricks, when you put them together, you have to put cement in between them. You see, the reason why Kafisin, the Mishnah says, is five tefachim wide, is because there's an extra tefach of cement. So maybe here also, maybe really the stone of Gevil is smaller than the stone of Gozis. Maybe Gevil is only half a stone. And the reason why it's wider is because there's cement in between. So Amalei said back to him, listen, all the time, according to your reason that you're asking me these questions, Kfisim Archi, that's what we say Kfisim is half of a brick. I mean, Nolan, how do we know this? Eli, what do you have to tell me? Gemara Gemirala, the Gemara knows this. I said, that's like Halacha, we know this. Can you ask questions on this? That's a Kabbalah we have. Yeah, so I'll tell you the same thing. Gevil nami, avid loy mashpia, gemara gemirlo. That I'm telling you, the gemara is saying gevil are bigger stones that are not smoothened out and they have chips sticking out. That's a gemara gemirlo. That's a kabbalah we know like that. And Nika the army something like this. Oh, malay ravacha bread ravavi avi yor ravashi mimai. How do you know to say the high kvisin? That kvisin means arche ninu, half of a brick. For high tefach yisera. How come two half of bricks is wider more than the regular brick? A regular brick is only three tefachim. This is four tefachim. Hataya levene urvi, because you have to put cement in between the two halves. Dilma, maybe no. Maybe my kfisin avni d'loy mashpiyin. Maybe kfisin means stones that are not smoothened out. Vai tefach yisera, know why it's four tefachim, know why it's bigger than the regular levenim. Lemusha de karnasa. Maybe because since the chips, the corners stick out, that's why it's wider. Could you mean like you tell me gvil avdin loy mashpiyin? Like you tell me by gvil means stones that are not smoothened out. And gozis is avdin de mishpoyin, and gozis is telling me is stones that are smoothened out. And therefore you're telling me by tefel yisayram, lemurshe de karnasar, you're telling me pshat by gvil, the reason why that's six tefachim, more than gozis. The gvil is six, more than gozis is only five. Because to the murshe de karnasar, there's the corners that are sticking out. Like, how do you know to say that's shot by Kfisin? Maybe shot by Kfisin is like you're saying here by Gozis. All right, turn over. So Gemara answers back again. If you ask me such questions, Omalei, all the time, according to your question, that you ask me, how do I know what Pshat and Kfisin is? So I ask you back, how do you know what Pshat and Gvil is? Gvil avnid loy mashpiyim. That's what you accept when I tell you Gvil means stones that are not smoothing out. I mean, Nolan, how do I know that? Ella, what do you have to say? Gemara Gemira law. This much the Gemara knows, that's the Kabbalah we have. If so, Achinami, Gemara Gemira law. There's also Kabbalah that we have, that Kfisin are half of bricks, and a Levain is a whole brick. Omer Abaya, Shema Minov, here I have a proof, that Kol Beini Urva Tefach. Anytime you have to stick two things together, like over here we're saying we have to stick the two bricks, or the two stones together, the cement in between has to be wider Tefach. So I tell you, Hanin Mili Bitino, there's only if you have regular type of mud, or clay mud. If you have small pebbles in there, then it's even wider than a tefach. And the Kadiyami some say, Hanin Mili Berichsa, no. Only when you have pebbles, small stones in the cement, then it has to be wider tefach. But if it's only meant from clay, from dirt itself, maybe then you don't have to have a wider tefach. So I said, Lameimu, you want to tell me now that the Gozis. The whole Dal Damis Goiva. You're telling him shot now by Gozis. So Rashi says the name of the Gozis.
Called out Amis Goiva, he ever pussier hate for him koi, vilala koi. It's coming out now that the wall we have to make in the Mishnah is Dalad Amis tall. So in order for a wall to stand up, that's Dalad Amis, it has to be wide at least 5 tvachim. That's what the bricks have to be. That that it goes, it's a 6 tvachim, that's because the stones stick out, they're not smooth. But by smoothing stones, in order to make a wall up, Dalad Amis, it has to be wide 5 tvachim. That's how wide the wall has to be in order to stand up. Tomorrow says, Lemaim, you want to tell me the gozis, to hold Dal Damas Goiva, you have a pussy, a chamisha koi, ilala koi, if it's not wide, 5 tvachim, it can't stand up. Because the Gemara of Amma tracks in the Beis HaMikdash Rishon. We have the Amma that was a wall between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kachim that the Hevei Gevoyat lost in Amsa. It was 30 Ammas tall. The Hevei Pus Yelashish, it was only wide, 6 Tvachim was only 1 Amma wide, the Amma tracks in. So you see a Mechit to go all the way up 30 Ammas tall and only have to be 6 Tvachim wide. So Pushchu V'kam, Elishish, Pushchu V'kam, Kivut Tzimur, yeah. So according to Cheshbon, you see, it can stand up much more. Not your Cheshbon is for Dalad Amis tall. It has to be 5 Tvachim and much more, or fall down. So according to that Cheshbon, how could a Mechitza of 30 Amis stand up where it's only wide 6 Tvachim? Tzimur says yes. One Teretz is, Kivut Dika Tefach, Yisera Koi. Maybe since there's an extra Tefach, it's Taka, a 6 Tvachim wide, that makes a big difference. Then it could stay even much higher. For the Gemara of the Mikdash Sheni, if so, my time will yavad amatraxin. How come in the base of Mikdash Sheni they didn't have the Yama? In the base of Mikdash Sheni was the Proiches. There was curtains between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kochim. They didn't have a Mechitza, why not? The Gemara says, Ki koi betlosin koi. Tfeila koi could only stand up 30 Yamas, not more. Not more. In the base of Mikdash